USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden says his New Year's resolution is to be back next year. Biden gave that response while joking with reporters covering his family vacation in the Virgin Islands. He added, I know you guys hate this assignment down here. When asked if he planned to speak to Ukrainian President Zelensky after the Russian bombardment, Biden said he speaks to him on a regular basis. U.S. military officials are reporting details on the Houthi rebel attack out of Yemen that targeted a commercial vessel and alerted a U.S. warship in the Red Sea. Saturday.
During the day, the destroyer USS Gravely and another American aircraft carrier were responding to help the Maersk Hangzhou ship after four Houthi rebel boats attacked. U.S. Navy aircraft were deployed and sunk several of the rebel craft. Officials say the incident marks the 23rd attack by the Houthis on international shipping vessels since November 19th. Houthi rebel attacks have picked up since the Israel-Hamas war began. I'm Ryan Daniels.
If you fancy yourself a burger aficionado, plan your trip to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Now,
Monday, the start of an annual burger competition that runs through the end of January. 37 burgers competing for the title of the Downtown Burger Battle with flavors like Star Spangled Burger, The Spice is Right, The Wagulicious, The Smoky Cow Tipper, and The Root Beer Float Burger. I'm Corey Myers.
A man hailed as one of the greatest race car drivers in NASCAR history has died. Cal Yarborough became the first driver to win the NASCAR title 3 years in a row. Yarborough's 83 career wins are tied for fifth most in NASCAR history. Four of his wins were at the Daytona 500. He was inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame in 2012. He was 84 years old. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
North Korea will launch three more military spy satellites in the new year. This announcement made by leader Kim Jong-un Saturday. The official Korean Central News Agency reported that the country will also build military drones and boost its nuclear arsenal. According to KCNA, Kim blamed the U.S. for making war inevitable and said he has no choice but to move forward with his nuclear ambitions. Four family members were found dead in a home in upstate New York in what police believe was a murder-suicide. Police responded to a home in the town of New City, arriving to find two adults and two children dead from gunshot wounds. 49-year-old Watson Morgan, a sergeant with the Bronxville Police Department, was found dead with his 43-year-old wife and their two sons, ages 10 and 12. It's believed Watson Morgan killed his wife and his kids before turning the gun on himself. What role did President Biden play in his son's non-cooperation with congressional subpoenas?
House Republicans are currently probing allegations that President Biden may have advised his son Hunter not to cooperate with their impeachment inquiry into the president. Representatives James Comer and Jim Jordan are requesting documents from the White House to learn whether the president instructed his son to disregard a congressional subpoena. Lawmakers assert that if the president was involved in Hunter's decision not to comply, it could constitute an impeachable offense.
That's John Schaefer reporting. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.